What about your voice? And thank you for calling, Robert. How did you develop your voice? You have such a distinctive, rich, full voice. Was this something that just sort of happened, or was it practice, or was it training?
Well, thanks for saying that about my voice. When I started in radio, I was around 23. And when I get nervous, my voice tends to get higher and faster. And because I was so edgy when I was starting out, I think I sounded like this little Minnie Mouse hosting a feminist show. I think it sounded ridiculous. And I think my voice was probably really trapped in my throat. And through listening to myself over the years, I think I learned how to breathe more and talk more slowly and so on. The other thing that really helped me is I took Alexander Technique lessons for several years.
What are those?
Those are it's basically like posture lessons to just like sit up straight, walk straight. But my Alexander Technique teacher was also a singer. She sang, she was like a trained singer. She sang in the Philadelphia like choirs and operas and stuff. And in her attempt to get me to like breathe more fully, she started me doing like breathing exercises and also started me having matching tones to her notes. And so I started singing just like around the house and stuff like that. And I think that too helped my voice just kind of find its place. There's something called like the placement of your voice where it's like in its natural place. And I think that really helped me a lot.
You actually have in your interview with actor Michael Caine quite a lot of talk of voice and how he
Well, you know, I love voice. I mean, voice is my very favorite instrument. You know, I very much love music, but I think voice is the instrument that is your body. It is the thing that you carry with you. You are an instrument, whether you are speaking or singing. And I think when somebody sings, it expresses so much of their personality. Likewise, when somebody speaks, it does too. And it's one of the many things I love about radio is that you have that extra dimension of the personality through the voice.
We are talking with Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air and author of the new book, All I Did Was Ask.